Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Matias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Renick. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting 8th. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Renick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Berry scores. Aparicio moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthias hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Renick moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott juggles the ball. That's an error on Cott. John moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. John moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthias is hit by the pitch. Bradford moves to second. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Tovar reaches third base with a triple. Cott goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald scoops up the ball and tags Berry for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Stan Williams now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matias scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Killebrew for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. O'Brien moves to second. One out. Ron Peronoski now pitching. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Matias is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Christian pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a line drive towards first. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.